Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and this is an important Physical Friday because we are on the home stretch for the 10,000 push-up challenge. Man, this year is going to be awesome. It's going to be really fun. We're doing this as an awareness campaign for Captains for Clean Water. So whether you want to challenge yourself by doing 10,000 push-ups in the month of February, which is a short month, by the way, 28 days instead of 30, makes it even a little bit harder than in years past. If you want to do that and just challenge yourself, that's awesome. If you want to contribute and do something larger than yourself for the state of Florida, for your grandchildren, to create awareness around the water issues that are in the state of Florida, and to show your support for Captains for Clean Water, who are leading the charge to do something about this and actually making some big, big headway, that's another way and another reason that you can do it. If you don't want to do the 10,000 push-ups yourself, you can form a team of any size. You could, the easiest one is if you had 10 people on a team, everybody would do 33 push-ups a day, I think, is the way to go. If you're doing it by yourself, it's 333 push-ups a day. That's my math. It could be off, but somewhere around there. So the more people you put on the team, the less you have to do yourself. And every time that you put somebody on the team, it's a good opportunity for you to have a conversation with them about why you're doing this. It could be your own personal reason. It could be that you are in support of Captains for Clean Water and the water issues that we're having, and striving to do something about it, actually take action and do something about it that makes a big difference in the long run, so that our kids, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren can experience the Everglades like we do and experience the state of Florida like we do right now. So that is the idea. And it also comes at a time of the year when people are making New Year's resolutions. You are ready to get on it and do something. Well, this is something. 10,000 push-ups in a month. That is the goal. And because it's an awareness campaign, there are things that we can do to help further the cause, right? So that's what Physical Friday is today. We've talked about how to get ready for the challenge. We've talked about how to sign up for the challenge. Now it's about how to make the biggest difference that we possibly can in doing the challenge. And that is to share the challenge, share your experience. I'm going to be doing daily live videos on Instagram. Not sure exactly what time, depends on the fishing schedule and other things, but I'll be getting on every day and you can join in. If you see that I've just started a live video, either from my personal Instagram, Tom_Roland, or from Saltwater Experience, you can request to join that video. I'll let you in. We'll do some push-ups together. You can tell us your reasons why you're doing it if you want to, or we can just knock out 20, 30, 50, 100 push-ups, whatever you want to do. We'll get them done, and it'll be a great opportunity to meet a lot of you and to share that time together. Then the other thing that you can do, if you're not interested in getting on the live video, that's fine. If you are, awesome. I hope you'll do it. And I'll get as many of you in there as I possibly can. If you're not interested in doing that, but you still might like to share your experience, take a video, take a picture of you and your team doing the push-ups and put it on your Instagram. Put it on the story. That's an easy way to do it. Put it on the post. That's an easy way to do it. If you go to the story, you can go to the labels on the top of your story. If you click that, that's where you get all the little giphies and the other things, the arrows and the circles and all kinds of stuff that people put on their stories, where you also put in a link to something if you have that available on your account. But you can also find little stickers on there. Okay. If you search TOMROWLAND, you will see stickers for the 10,000 push-up challenge. You also see some for Saltwater Experience, and you could use those. You can use those 10,000 push-up stickers on your story, and it lets people have an idea of what you're doing, why you're doing this. If you want to, you can direct them to the sign-up page, which is available on TomRolandPodcast.com. On the front page, there's a big button that says sign up for the 10,000 push-up challenge. So sharing your experience is very important. People can join this challenge anytime they want to and encourage to do that. So sharing that is very, very important. And I would really, really appreciate it if you would. You can also use the hashtag TRPFitnessChallenge. That is a hashtag that we've been using over the last couple of years, so that it's populated with some push-ups and other things that we've done, pull-up challenges, push-up challenges, water drinking challenges, all kinds of challenges that we've had and that you've likely participated in. Thanks for that. So the final thing that we can do is to register every member of your team. Right? So a lot of people have registered. We've got a good amount of people registered already. I expect that there'll be a lot more registering as the deadline approaches, but a lot of you have just registered yourself. So if you could, if you've asked a teammate to be part of this or two or three, ask them to register for this challenge. Also, that is TomRolandPodcast.com/pushups, or just go to TomRolandPodcast.com and you can click the button on the front page. If everybody could sign up, that is fantastic, because again, that's what we're doing this year, is trying to educate, trying to create awareness. And the best way to do that is to join the mailing list for Captains for Clean Water, where you will get updates on what has happened, what is expected to happen, and when you can actually take action. And a lot of the actions that you're asked to take are extremely small actions. They may ask you to write a letter to your congressman, and that letter, you put in your zip code, you put in your name and your zip code into the website, and it generates this letter to your representatives that need to get this letter. So if you're out of state, that's fine. It'll send to the appropriate representative. And that's it. That's all you have to do is click that, click send, and you have just sent a letter stating your support of this whatever initiative we need to get done. You get that done. And this is really how you make a difference. You show that a lot of people care about an issue. How could you care more than having clean water? We're all fishermen. We all want to catch fish and have awesome clean water, beautiful water to go fishing and snorkeling and boating and hang out on the beach. We all want that, right? So this is how you do it. You show your support by, first of all, knowing that there is something important coming up, and then being able to be notified when you should take action. We've done it for the last couple of years, and it works. It absolutely works really, really well. So that is what we're doing with the 10,000 push-up challenge, or that is one part of it. Another part of it is just to challenge yourself like we've been doing for the last few years. Whichever one you're into, man, that's great. I'm happy to have you. Whether you just want to challenge yourself or you want to be, you know, in support or both, that is fantastic. Love to have you here. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you as you're going through this, if you're having a great experience with it, if you're having a hard experience with it, if you're thinking about quitting, whatever. You can text me at 305-930-7346. And I hope that you will get on Facebook, Instagram. I don't really know too much about Twitter, but I'm sure you could share your experience on Twitter too, probably very effectively. But on Instagram, you can use those stickers. You can use the hashtag TRP Fitness Challenge. You can post that to Facebook at the same time. That is an outstanding way. And make sure everybody gets registered. Okay, get ready. Pump up. We're getting ready to go. It's going to happen here very soon. So good luck with the 10,000 push-up challenge. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you to step up to the line and sign up. That is huge. That is awesome. Follow through. Get it done. I can't wait to see that email at the end with your record, with your record keeping of whatever that may be, whether that's on your phone or a scratch pad or whatever. You take a picture of that. That's all you have to do to show me that you've completed the 10,000 push-up challenge. But it'd be even more fun if I could follow your journey on social media. So share those things, and I can't wait to see your email at the end that you finish this thing. You and your team, you by yourself, however you do it. All right, that's Physical Friday for this week. Good luck in the 10,000 push-up challenge. We'll be talking to you soon. See ya.